candlesticks. Candlestick history goes back much further than standard price bars. Japanese traders used them in the 18th century to forecast rice prices. According to legend, one local speculator executed over 100 consecutive winning positions by applying this simple tool. The military names for many candlestick formations arise from that era's feudal system. The pattern names that compare trading sessions to battles and blood remain valid 300 years later. Candlestick charts condense far more information than standard bar plots. They separate price range extremes within a chosen period from the central opening and closing values. The candlestick real body represents the core price action, measured from open to close. Upper and lower shadows mark the range outside this boundary. Candlesticks illustrate intra-bar conflict between bulls and bears. They reveal price action in the time frame below the one measured by the chart. Forget most standard candle pattern definitions found in modern financial books. Concentrate on the few major formations that consistently point to crowd conflict and resolution. Every setup acts differently, depending on location, volume, and trend. See the truth, whether it confirms or disputes popular opinion. Undocumented patterns with strong predictive power appear every day. Learn to read the message of the candles, even if they don't carry a warrior identity. Most hidden archetypes of crowd excitement, panic, and reversal arise in the unconscious mind and can be understood through trader intuition as well as analysis. Bollinger Bands. Swing traders must investigate central tendency in every promising opportunity. Market action should spring back toward a center of gravity after extending sharply in either direction. This axis tends to support price from below and resist it from above during active markets. In flat range-bound periods, price action commonly oscillates back and forth across the pivot until volatility triggers a new directional impulse. Bollinger Bands, BBs, focus analysis of central tendency in real time. As markets evolve, this powerful tool draws upper and lower channels that predict extremes based on price's relationship to the most recent action. To use the bands effectively, apply a central moving average that tunes into the expected holding period. Choose this important value carefully. Longer averages will lead to later signals, while shorter ones will generate whipsaws. Pick shorter settings for intraday charts, such as 5-minute and 60-minute bars. Swing traders can't afford late information when playing in this frantic time frame. Expand to longer averages for daily or weekly charts to uncover broad market cycles and emerging trends. Chart polarity. Interpreting the endless variety of patterns, indicators, bands, and lines can seem overwhelming. Fortunately, the market simplifies this process through its native polarity. Price action shifts movement between two polar states or flattens it toward a neutral middle. This underlying axis characterizes almost all market phases, conditions, and indicators. For example, prices can only rise or fall with directionless periods in between. This signals the existence of bull, bear, or sideways markets. Bull-bear. Effective swing trading begins with identification of the current market phase, but strategies require more detailed information before trade execution. Start with the following question: how quickly are conditions changing? Do they represent broad or narrow events? How will volatility affect the trading environment? The answers may mark the difference between a simple price correction and a market crash. Bull markets represent periods in which strong buying pressure characterizes price movement. Bear markets represent periods in which strong selling pressure characterizes price movement. These graphic images have no correlation to a specific time frame, but commonly represent action on daily charts. The most popular view establishes the 200-day moving average as the interface between bull and bear markets within individual equities. This simple concept may confuse, at first glance. Trends and bull-bear sentiment actually represent separate forces. An uptrend can exist within a bear environment, and vice versa. In fact, early phases of new trends often travel in a hostile atmosphere and without recognition by the crowd. Trend relativity also allows strong contrary movement in smaller time frames than the major bull-bear interface. Use this polarity to prepare pullback entry strategies. Identify the current sentiment and active trend within the market of interest. Watch for countertrend pullbacks when both forces line up. Follow price until it reaches a strong SR level, and then execute a position as it realigns with the primary force. The active trend should reassert itself quickly and carry price back in the other direction. Reading market sentiment. Successful swing traders start each market day with a thoughtful analysis of current conditions. Identify larger cycles, external influences, and important news that will likely drive price action. Then look at the most promising setups and decide whether they properly align with those complex forces. Evaluate any special risk associated with trading that day, and decide how to alter execution strategy to adjust to the new environment. Should position size be increased or decreased? Should the first hour be avoided or aggressively traded? Are conditions ripe for a major rally, sell-off, or reversal? Review current sentiment, important numbers, and technical indicators. Define what types of unexpected factors will tighten or relax current trade management tactics. Write down those parameters to avoid getting fooled, if required. Then, execute according to the predetermined boundaries. Watch how the first hour action alters or adjusts this initial analysis. Then, shift the active strategy to accommodate real reversals, breakouts, or breakdowns as they exert their influence. But beware of costly trend relativity errors. Make certain that important market shifts occur within the time frame of interest before adjusting the trading plan to accommodate them.